So I'm standing here in our brand new worship center for our online worship today, and it's a little bit different. All the chairs are gone. We've got cardboard boxes all around the room, and that's because today, for those of us who are able to gather in person, we're doing something called Cent Sunday. On Cent Sunday, it's a day of the year where rather than having our normal services, we gather together and then we go out and do something to serve the community. During our December Cent Sunday or our Cent Sunday Christmas edition, we pack food boxes. This year, we're packing food for 200 families in our community. We've connected with families through 9 local schools, and we're going to be delivering to those families in 3 different counties in our area. And through your generosity, we're funding about $30,000 worth of food that we'll be packing and delivering today. The first 10% of everything that's ever given to our ministry fund here at the Village goes back out, is reinvested in service to the community. And so 100% of that, over $30,000 worth of food, is being funded through your generosity today. So I want to stop here and just say thank you for the ways that you have been so faithful and generous and given to make things like Cent Sunday happen. Now, during the month of December this year, we've been in a series that we've been calling Lit. And it's based on Matthew chapter 5, when the very first time that Jesus gathers with his disciples and a larger group of people, he gathers on a hillside by the Sea of Galilee. Our brand new building is up on a hillside, kind of overlooking a 3-county area. So we thought it was significant that for our first few weeks in the building, we would look at something that Jesus also said to a group of his followers while he was on a hillside. And while he was on the hillside with that group of followers, he simply said this to them: "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." In that first sermon, that first message that Jesus gave to his followers, he gave them that instruction: "You are the light of the world." At the end of 2021, a lot of us have experienced a lot of darkness in the world around us. There are a lot of things that we can point to that have caused just this feeling of darkness in the world around us. And what Jesus appears to be saying to his followers, to the people who are listening to him on this day, is if the world is going to be lit up, it's going to be lit up through you. It's going to be lit up by the light of Jesus shining brightly through you for the world to see. So we're gathered today for Cent Sunday. And interestingly, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, the prophet Isaiah gives the people of Israel some very specific instructions for how the light might shine through them. And so I want to read that to you today, and then we'll talk a little bit more in just a minute about what we're going to do about that and what I want to encourage you to do about that, even if you're not able to be with us here in person today. Isaiah chapter 58. Listen for the ways that the prophet Isaiah instructs the people to be the light. Here's what he says. Starting in verse 6, he says, "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen?" In other words, is this not what I want you to do? "To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke." And then he says, "Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood." And here's what Isaiah says. Here's what Isaiah says that the Lord says when people do things like share their food with the hungry. Verse 8, "If you do those things, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then, if you do these things, you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, 'Here am I.' If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk," if you get rid of the malicious talk that comes out of your mouth, Isaiah says, "and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday." Isaiah is saying to the people of Israel that when you care about the needs of others around you, When you care that hungry people don't have food, when you care about the needs of those who are oppressed, when you care about the needs of those who are poor and in need around you, and when you take tangible action to try to serve those needs, then your light and the light of God from within you will shine like the dawn. And so we're putting that into practice today. And like I said, we'll be gathering in this room and we'll be filling these boxes with food for 200 families in our area. Now, I know some of you aren't in the area. You're not able to be here with us in person, or there are other reasons that you're not able to be here with us in person today. And here's my simple challenge for you today. Find a way that you can serve in your community today. Find a need on your street and try to meet it. Take somebody a meal who needs encouragement. Find a local food bank and volunteer. Find a local food drive and buy some food and take it there. Everything we're doing here today is around food, and that might be an easy way for you to serve. Maybe there's no food-related opportunities for you, but I guarantee you that somebody in your community needs something tangible, and you can help meet that need today. And so as we're gathered here for Scent Sunday, I'm actually excited that wherever you are, we can have Scent Sunday there as well. So I want to encourage you as strongly as I can to put the words of the prophet Isaiah into practice today. Find somebody who needs something and find a tangible way that you can meet that need. And then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. Let's do that together. And let's see if we can shine the light of Christ in our communities today. I want to pray for us this morning. God, we thank you for who you are. I thank you that there are tangible ways that you've given to us that we can be the light and we can shine your light in this season. So God, we pray your blessing on those of us who are gathered here in person today in this room to pack food. And I pray for everybody who's with us online that our acts of service and our acts of kindness and our acts of generosity would shine the light of Christ into really dark places. So God, lead us, guide us, put opportunities in front of us. And when we see those things, give us the courage to take bold steps forward. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.